car was full of flits. They weren't too flitty looking. I mean, they didn't have their hair too long or anything, but you could tell they were flits anyway. Finally, old Luce showed up. Old Luce, what a guy. He was supposed to be my student advisor when I was at Wooten. The only thing he ever did, though, was give these sex talks and all, late at night, when there was a bunch of guys in his room. He knew quite a bit about sex, especially perverts and all. He was always telling us about a lot of creepy guys that go around having affairs with sheep, and guys that go around with girls' pants sewed in the lining of their hats and all, and flits and lesbians. Old Luce knew who every flit and lesbian in the United States was. All you had to do was mention somebody, anybody, and old Luce would tell you if he was a flit or not. Sometimes it was hard to believe the people he said were flits and lesbians and all, movie actors and like that. Some of the ones he said were flits were even married, for God's sake. You keep saying to him, "You mean Joe Blow's a flit? Joe Blow? That big tough guy that plays gangsters and cowboys all the time?" Old Luce would say, "Certainly." He was always saying, "Certainly." He said it didn't matter if a guy was married or not. He said half the married guys in the world were flits and didn't even know it. He said you could turn into one practically overnight, if you had all the traits and all. He used to scare the hell out of us. I kept waiting to turn into a flit or something. The funny thing about old Luce, I used to think he was sort of flitty himself in a way. He was always saying, "Try this for size," and then he goosed the hell out of you while you were going down the corridor. And whenever he went to the can, he always left the goddamn door open and talked to you while you were brushing your teeth or something. That stuff's sort of flitty. It really is. I've known quite a few real flits at schools and all, and they're always doing stuff like that, and that's why I always had my doubts about old Luce. He was a pretty intelligent guy, though. He really was. He never said hello or anything when he met you. The first thing he said when he sat down was that he could only stay a couple of minutes. He said he had a date. Then he ordered a dry martini. He told the bartender to make it very dry and no olive. "Hey, I got a flit for you," I told him. "At the end of the bar. Don't look now. I've been saving him for you." "Very funny," he said. "Same old Caulfield. When are you going to grow up?" I bored him a lot. I really did. He amused me, though. He was one of those guys that sort of amused me a lot. "How's your sex life?" I asked him. He hated you to ask him stuff like that. "Relax," he said. "Just sit back and relax, for Christ's sake." "I'm relaxed," I said. "How's Columbia? You like it?" "Certainly I like it. If I didn't like it, I wouldn't have gone there," he said. He could be pretty boring himself sometimes. "What are you majoring in?" I asked him. "Perverts?" I was only horsing around. "What are you trying to be? Funny?" "No, I'm only kidding," I said. "Listen, hey, Luce, you're one of these intellectual guys. I need your advice. I'm in a terrific..." He let out this big groan on me. "Listen, Caulfield, if you want to sit here and have a quiet, peaceful drink and a quiet, peaceful convert..." All right," I said. "Relax." You could tell he didn't feel like discussing anything serious with me. That's the trouble with these intellectual guys. They never want to discuss anything serious unless they feel like it. So all I did was I started discussing topics in general with him. "No kidding. How's your sex life?" I asked him. "You still going around with that same babe you used to at Wooten, the one with the terrific..." "Good God, no," he said. "How come? What happened to her?" "I haven't the faintest idea. For all I know, since you ask, she's probably the whore of New Hampshire by this time." "That isn't nice. If she was decent enough to let you get sexy with her all the time, you at least shouldn't talk about her that way." "Oh, God," old Luce said. "Is this going to be a typical Caulfield conversation? I want to know right now." "No," I said, "but it isn't nice anyway. If she was decent and nice enough to let you..." "Must we pursue this horrible trend of thought?" I didn't say anything. I was sort of afraid he'd get up and leave on me if I didn't shut up. So all I did was I ordered another drink. I felt like getting stinking drunk. "Who are you going around with now?" I asked him. "You feel like telling me?" "Nobody you know." "Yeah, but who? I might know her." Girl lives in the village. Sculptress, if you must know. Yeah, no kidding. How old is she? I've never asked her, for God's sake. Well, around how old? I should imagine she's in her late 30s, old Luce said. In her late 30s? Yeah? You like that? I asked him. You like him that old? The reason I was asking was because he really knew quite a bit about sex and all. He was one of the few guys I knew that did. He lost his virginity when he was only 14 in Nantucket. He really did. I like a mature person, if that's what you mean. Certainly. You do? Why? No kidding. They better for sex and all? Listen, let's get one thing straight. I refuse to answer any typical Caulfield questions tonight. When in hell are you going to grow up? I didn't say anything for a while. I let it drop for a while. Then old Luce ordered another martini and told the bartender to make it a lot drier. Listen, how long have you been going around with her, this sculpture babe? I asked him. I was really interested. Did you know her when you were at Wooten? Hardly. She just arrived in this country a few months ago. She did? Where's she from? She happens to be from Shanghai. No kidding. She Chinese, for Christ's sake? Obviously. No kidding. Do you like that, her being Chinese? Obviously. Why? I'd be interested to know. I really would. I simply happen to find Eastern philosophy more satisfactory than Western, since you ask. You do? What do you mean, philosophy? You mean sex and all? You mean it's better in China? Is that what you mean? Not necessarily in China, for God's sake. The East, I said. Must we go on with this inane conversation? Listen, I'm serious, I said.